This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition and reforms in global governance. This marks Prime Minister Modi's 12th G20 summit appearance since taking office in 2014. This year's gathering carries special significance as it is the first time the summit is being hosted on the African continent. The theme for 2025 is solidarity, equality and sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the three-day summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa yesterday. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas, including defence and security, critical minerals, trade and investment, education, and people-to-people exchanges. The Prime Ministers also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also discussed ways to further expand cooperation in these sectors and explore new avenues of partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Australian Prime Minister also extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. The central government announced the implementation of 4 new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said, "These reforms are not just ordinary changes but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of 4 labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "These codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation." Director General of the International Labour Organization Gilbert F. Huangbo has welcomed the Labour Code's implementation in India. In a social media post, Mr. Huangbo said he is following with interest the developments of India's new Labour Codes announced yesterday, including on social protection and minimum wages. He said social dialogue among government, employers and workers will remain essential as reforms are implemented to ensure they are positive for workers and business. Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR as a purification of the voter list. He cautioned political parties opposing the voter list revision and favouring illegal infiltrators. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee celebrations in Bhuj, Gujarat, the minister asserted the government's strong resolve to deport every single infiltrator from the country. He appealed to the public to fully support the SIR to strengthen democracy.
The SIR is a process to protect the country and our democracy. Today, I want to appeal to the people of the country to fully support the SIR process being carried out by the Election Commission. I want to warn those political parties involved in protecting the infiltrators that the Bihar elections are a mandate from the people of the country.
A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE yesterday. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot, Wing Commander Namansh Sayal. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. And that is the end of this news bulletin.